I still got a minute left.
Blog Talk Radio.
Did I not cue them?
No.
Oops. You have entered the Swinger State of Mind with your hosts, Frenchy, LaCrush Hart, and Trinity Blake.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hola, come
in. Welcome to Swinger State of Mind. How are we doing tonight?
Beautiful, beautiful, ladies. How are you ladies doing this fine evening?
I am together right now.
Together.
I'm maintaining. I'm not gonna give y'all no lies. I'm just maintaining. I'm woosamo.
Well, we expect nothing but the best from you.
Right. I'm just in Woosamo.
I am hot. When I say it is hot in Dallas, it's hot and it's humid. And it kind of almost rained today.
Wow.
Just
majestic
enough for
kinda.
My car to be parked under this big oak tree and, like, the rain kind of drizzled down on the leaves and put this thick sap all over my windows.
That sounds so romantic.
Did you say romantic?
Yeah.
You said romantic.
That's so romantic.
Which part of that is romantic to you?
The water just trickling down, or the sap just trickling down on my vehicle, and
it's
kind of
all
cool
hot and sticky.
And
you
see where I'm going with that. You know where I'm going with that.
You just didn't have them in a long time.
Hey,
is that what it is?
You've been picking
me and Frenchy.
Look, you've been peeking in my window.
My window is sticky. Can you come clean it up for me?
I got you, boo boo. Be right there. Just call me the pool boy.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
The perfect outfit for you to wear.
Mm.
He keeps flirting with me, LaCrush. He keeps flirting with me. Well, you know, this is our second show. Yay!
Yeah. Hey,
a Swinger State of Mind. I'm ready for tonight. I think it's going to be a great, great night. And I want to thank you guys for coming back and playing with me. I promise not to be S rated.
No, we can't be S rated. We're R rated.
R rated. Oh, triple S rated. I think
right.
I need my own rating.
What's that? Your T rated.
What's T-rated?
Yeah,
T-rated? Oh, no, you might not want to take your kids to that.
No, we want you to,
that's
you to go ham.
There's swapping going on in that movie.
Amen. Amen, Dad.
There's
nothing wrong with swapping.
Okay, so we're on our second show. Last show was a big success. Also during the show, it got a little heated among us.
Amen.
Right? Frenchie and myself, it got a little heated. Just letting everybody know that we're good. There's no dramas, no nothing. We good. We just passionate about what we do.
I was hoping you would just get naked and just fight it out. That's how just get naked, fight it out, get some oil, some feathers. That's how we do it in Texas.
Ooh.
Come on now.
Come down to Texas.
Hey,
just get the oil. We're going to roll this out.
Go down there dry. Come up sticky.
Ooh. With
the sap in the thing.
Well, you know, we had quite a few callers call in last week, so it's obvious that there's people that are curious about the swinging lifestyle, and I know a lot of people tell me they went to a party, they've been somewhere, and they can't go talk to their regular friends about it. And they have nobody that they can just reach out to. Let me tell you what I did, or let me tell you, you know, what's going on, or I have a problem. So it's obvious that people need an outlet, and I'm glad to know that we can provide that outlet for people to just call in and talk about things with us that they can't talk about with regular friends, the squirt of vanilla people.
Right.
Ooh.
And in between that, we're going to also educate our folks, too. You know, those people that are not in the lifestyle but very curious about the lifestyle and have,
right.
you know, questions or, you know, just I don't want them to be misinformed, you know.
Amen.
So
this is our little chat time. So I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I think we kind of touched, you know, this is our little open time. So, Frankie, where are you at with your mastering hood thing going on?
You know, it's funny you ask, darling, because, you know, boy, it's a challenge, and I'm new to it. I got to let everybody know I'm not a full-blown master, but I am in practice, and it's new. Every day I learn something new. To me, it's interesting. To y'all, some of y'all might already know it, but I'm coming along. I'm basically like a little pupil, learning how to control not only emotions but the situation. I got to understand both the ladies and the male side of a sexual encounter, or as he would put it, a physical encounter.
Do you know how to spank?
Huh?
Do you know, like, a special technique for spanking?
Yes, there is. Believe it or not, at first, I was a raw dog. I used to go in there all ham, open palm, slapping, pat ass, putting my little backbone into it. But, you know, there really is a technique for slapping. There's also a new technique. Well, not a new technique, but there's also a thing for biting. I can't pronounce the word,
Ooh.
But there's a biting that goes with it. And it's not
Ooh.
Really biting, but it's a biting. Oh.
I learned.
My brother Eddie, I had my note, had my palm pile it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
You might have to do a show on this.
I got my Bible ready, baby. I got my black Bible ready.
That is amazing.
Yes.
Right. Well, you know, I haven't mentioned this to Crush as much as we talk, because Crush and I talk pretty much every day. Except since I lost my little phone episode, you know, me losing my phone this past weekend.
That was not a pimp
to me. But we pretty much talk every day. But what I, you know, Crush, what you never touched on is I was listening to one of your shows the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about identity and all those things. I'm not going to get into exactly everything that went on in your other show.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you feel as a fluffy woman being a mainstream fetish object of attraction? Do you feel like you get a lot of attention, extra attention when you're out in public because of that?
It depends on where I'm at. For the most part, it depends on where I'm at and where I'm going. But I dig it. Like, that little, you know, I look at the positive or the sunny side of it, and that actually boosts my ego up, especially when I was new to it. When I just found out that there was a market for women of my size and it wasn't disgusting and, you know, all the stuff that comes with it. Like I said, I had to grow into my bigness pretty much. And I could be free. And I think that's where La Crush Hearts was born as well. You know, somebody called me up and it was like, listen, I want to do face sitting. And I was like, what?
Wow.
I want to sit on your face, so we made it happen.
That's what's up. See, I think if we put you and Frenchie together, I can have, like, my ultimate fetish party.
Come on now. But you know what?
I know, right? That's a thought.
I'm just saying, you know what? You know what, Crush? I'm like you. I had to grow into myself because I'm well endowed. I had to grow into that. I was shocked.
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
Back it up.
I had to come accustomed with that. When I knew
how
I was
big is it?
Swung, it's big enough to satisfy everyone. You know what? I'm glad you asked.
He got the whole world in his hand.
No.
The whole world in my hand.
Both hands. Got a couple. No,
can I get
actually,
a picture?
I sure can. Just not right
now.
I'm a little busy.
Cool. No.
No, you know what's funny, though? I had my first experience with a big girl about 2-3 weeks ago.
Really?
And a bigger woman. You know, I keep, and it's crazy because, you know, I've been doing this for a lot of years, and I never really experienced a bigger woman. And when I mean bigger woman. Yeah, oh, man, it was amazing. And I really knew, you know, it was an experience.
Did she take it? That's all I want to know. Did she represent? Did she take it?
She took it like a soldier.
Shout out to my super fluffies.
What did she take,
yeah,
specifically?
She took it. Like, she took all these
what,
inches.
All
these
inches.
Look, a gentleman never can.
He just, is he really trying to keep us? Oh, wow. Are you really doing that to us?
A gentleman
never can.
You know
we want to know. All right, so
you're
going to tell us.
Mom said they can. Let me look at this boy nose.
You know, I, not, and
my,
I will
stop. I'm going to buy your picture. I'm sorry, what?
So,
my homegirl saw your picture on Facebook, and she was like, he's sexy. I was like, yeah, I wonder how big his dick is. I was like, I don't know.
Damn. Is that what all ladies
and now
think?
She brought that up.
Like, yeah. Now
we're
just curious.
You know what today is, right?
I don't brag on a product. I just put it to
you. You do know what today is, right?
It was.
National
Humble.
Tell your co-host what size your dick is night.
Oh,
get
yeah,
out of here.
Yeah. Duh. Duh. It is hump day after all. You know, this is hump day trivia.
We call it
all the men. All the men on the line, press one. Oh, wait, you already pressed one. Okay, Frenchie.
We call it Whip It Out Wednesday.
Whip It Out Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness, y'all.
Whip It
wow.
Out Wednesday. I think he should be the first one.
I mean, if it was. If it was Titty Tuesday, I would tell you my bra size, but since it isn't.
You know what? I'll wait till Swing State of Mind slide over to Skype. Then I'll let y'all really check it out.
Ooh, don't tell
us. Really?
That.
You know,
tell us
a
that.
Plane ticket is only so many hours away.
Hey, come bring it. Bring it. Bring it.
He's talking a good one, ain't he, Trinity? He is talking a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm
I like
defending
it.
All
like
my,
it.
I'm
I
defending
like
all my single, swinging men out there. I'm defending all of us. You know,
okay.
We bring it. That's why we come to these parties. The odds
okay.
are against us. We got to come in here and represent. And I'm representing for them tonight, brothers. Holler at your boy. Get
oh.
at me. Give us a call. Give us
oh.
a call. You know the number 805-830-8320. Press number one. Give us a holler. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Show
right,
you how we
right.
represent.
I think you need a reference.
Just a reference?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. 10 inches, duh.
I ask for references all the time. Before you come to my party, I'm like, hey, do you have any references?
Oh, so you want one of my victims to call in and
victims.
Back up
this should be victims.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
victims?
That's hard.
Murder was the case.
Oh, you be murdering the pussy. Oh, I had to say it out loud, folks. I'm sorry.
Now, Trinity, you know, Trinity, you know, I'm a Southern boy. I'm from New Orleans. You from Texas. You know how Southern boys roll. You understand?
I don't. Tell me nothing.
Crush.
You close
to me. Trying to get you on that level, baby. That's why I'm here. I'm here to spread some Southern love to New York,
well,
New
listen,
Jersey.
Listen,
Houston, I have to call up to, like, from Louisiana, so...
Brooklyn, I'm just saying.
Okay, hey, I slide that. Look, Brooklyn ain't nothing but a hop, skip, and a hoo-ha away, baby.
I know it is.
I've never been to Brooklyn.
You need to come? No, you don't need to come.
Why not? Trinity does New York. I can see it now.
Ooh. We throwing a party. That's our first party, too.
Trinity does New York. I'm turning
that's
it out.
Swing a State of Mind sponsored party right there. Swing a State of Mind sponsored party right there. I can
okay,
see
we,
that
we have chatted enough. Let's let the callers know what this show is really about.
Okay.
Swing a State of Mind is about, it's a 2-hour show, and it's about swinging, and we really get into the lifestyle and alternative desires. We explore things together. We talk about taboos. We want to talk about your sexuality. Whether if you're in the lifestyle or out of the lifestyle, as we say, we want you to listen in, call, ask questions, and me, myself, LaPresh, and Frenchie, we want to help you through this process. Whether if you choose to go through it or not, that's pretty much what we're here for.
Right. Okay.
Last week was hot from the jump. First show,
ooh.
We jumped right in. Explain, you know, when did you discover your inner freak? And we had a ton of callers that wanted to share their story.
Assholes.
Right, we couldn't even get to them all. I mean, we were just bombarded with calls. But I wanted to start this show with this segment off saying, you're in a freak and a swinging lifestyle. It's two different things. You can be a freak, but not be in a lifestyle. You can be in a lifestyle, but not be a freak.
Amen.
You know, it's really based off of your experience level. So, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of different things going on there. So tonight we're going to get into the, you know, the swinging lifestyle, the past, the present, and the future. And we're going to, as each one of us hosts, we all have our own definitions of what we consider the lifestyle to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start by telling you guys what our definition of a lifestyle is, and we'll let you, you know, chime in and tell us what you think. So I'm going to start off with more the encyclopedia textbook historical point of view of it, which is kind of what I like to follow.
Go on, girl.
Okay, the word swinging was previously called wife swapping. People engaging in this act were also called wife swappers. So if you were doing this, you were called a wife swapper. It started to gain media attention around the 1950s, so like in the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
Once the media attention grew, the wife swappers thought off for a better term to describe their activities. The activity of wife swapping was changed to just swinging. And now we call it the swinging lifestyle.
Mm.
Now, swinging started with multiple partners thousands of years ago back during the Roman orgies. So when you hear people say, well, you know, swinging started out with couples with the hippies, no. It was being done way before then, way back, and they called them orgies.
Mm.
It was not uncommon for, like, wives and husbands to invite friends over, and they would have an orgy.
Mm-hmm.
In Egypt, they did the same thing. They would drink wine and take lotus, which is like an aphrodisiac, and they would get busy.
You know, that's how I was born. I'm Creole. I'm mixed. Maybe that's how I was born. I've got all these pots and gumbo.
Maybe that was you.
You know?
But when it got to the U.S., the first time the U.S. was really exposed to the whole swinging thing was through the Air Force in World War II, which is the war my dad was in. The pilots were rich enough to move their wives closer to the base, so the fatality rate was really high, and when one of them would die, the pilots would go be with their wives.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know that, but, you know, that's when it really started to happen over here in the United States. There's several other things that changed the swinging lifestyle as well, female liberation,
Totally.
Pop culture, and bisexuality, homosexuality, all these things affected what the lifestyle is. So when you hear people say, well, you know, I'm about that life, I'm really a swinger, if you go all the way back, it started as orgies, then it went into wife swapping, then it went into swinging. So now you have couples, singles, a little bit of everybody in the lifestyle, but right now you have a big battle between couples saying, well, no, we're lifestyle, singles saying, no, we're lifestyle as well. And that's more of the history and the definition of swinging. How do you guys feel about what are your definitions like, personally? Frenchie, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll lead that off. Now, me having a PhD in womanology, you know what I'm saying? It's very easy for me to tell y'all about that right there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
No, but in actuality, my personal definition of a lifestyle is like you say, swapping partners. Nowadays, I would say it's more like not necessarily your wife, but it could be your girlfriend or your significant friends with benefit, because we evolved since the 1800s. So my definition would be just sharing your partner, male, female, 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 male, male, whatever it may be. And, you know, you go to events or you host a party or get together at your house and everybody has fun. It can be, you know, whether it's penetration or non-penetration, you know, and it also crosses over into BDSM and fetishes, you know, so it kind of like branches off. But, yeah, now, in a nutshell, that's what I would say to you. Crush, what you think?
What is the definition of a swinger's lifestyle? Listen, that question is so hard for me because I am a single lady in the lifestyle, and I'm still trying to understand the couple aspect of it. I've never been a couple in it, you know, so I don't really understand that aspect of it because I've seen it where the guy will come into it and the woman won't play. you know, so that I'm still trying to understand those dynamics of it. But as far as swinging, to me, my definition is this is a point in your life where you could come and basically express your ultimate fantasies, your sexual fantasies
okay.
among like-minded people, and not have to worry about the stigma, not have to worry about the, you know, being ashamed of yourself or anything like that. It'll boost your confidence. You know, it helps you in more ways than one. You learn about yourself. So this is that time where you want to really express and really develop yourself as an adult sexually and basically own your sexuality. That's how I see it. You know, just
but we're all three of us on different levels, definitely.
Uh-huh. Right, we're all different levels and experience is gonna be different. However, this is the time because I think all of us, whether we was a beginning, veteran or whatever, we always question ourselves and we always wanna take our sexuality to the next level. And as we, you know, as we explain later on today, like, you know, you keep pushing yourself and pushing yourself and pushing yourself. And you know, you start to know, like, what do you like sexually? What I don't like sexually? You have to learn how to communicate with your partner. You know, so swinging lifestyle, it's more than just us in the bedroom fucking. There's really more to it than that. You know, there's
true.
A social aspect. You know, it helps you develop your communication skills. Like, listen, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. And you can tell that to your partner. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Or you can tell, you know, you learn those
yeah.
techniques, you know. You
yeah.
learn how to approach somebody. You have more confidence and you know, more awareness of your body as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you learn a
yeah,
lot in the swingers lifestyle. And that's only if you're open to it, you know.
Well, you know,
gotta definitely
a lot of couples use this therapy. A lot of couples use it as therapy. And some of them need a little help. They have a rocky marriage or a rocky relationship, and they use that. They use the lifestyle as therapy. And so
mm-hmm.
not only can it be pleasurable, but it can also be therapeutical, you know what I mean? And everybody enjoy it. And it's like you say, they take it to a whole new, not only is it physically, it's also emotionally. You know, you get
mm-hmm.
to talk to your partner, just as you said. It's a beautiful thing. I agree. You know, and there is, I would say, you know, levels to this thing. You know,
yes,
they,
definitely.
I would agree that there's definitely levels to it, you know, and levels
mm-hmm.
is one of those things you need to identify with, you know. You know, I have my own little level scale, you know, it's kind of simple to the point, but it kind of gives you an idea, get the wheels rolling of where you think you may be at in the lifestyle. You know, I look at it as a 1 through 5, you know. I look at it as like a 1 through 5 type deal, but it's, that's me, you know. And maybe later on I'll explain
talk about that one.
Yeah, I might go into it a little later on,
right.
You know. But,
okay, on that note,
I think before we get into his levels, I want to hear what some of the Collins' definition of swinger is, because I know I've had a few heated debates about that
mm-hmm.
in one
mm-hmm.
of my groups, so I think that would be a good idea as well.
Okay.
I can agree.
Are you
with
guys
that.
Open to taking some callers?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
I'm open. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it.
Okay. Let's see who our first caller is. Caller from 202-4804. Welcome to the conversation.
Yeah,
Caller, you there?
Hello.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Caller.
Hi.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Caller, what's your name? Where you from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C. My name is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony.
Hi, how y'all doing?
I'm doing great. First of all, you have a wonderful voice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you heard us talking about the definition of a swinger and everything and what I gave the textbook version and Frenchie and Crush to talk about it. But before we get into what you think a swinger is, do you even consider yourself to be a swinger? Or are you kind of curious?
I've been in the swinger lifestyle probably off and on for about 9 years. And
okay.
My definition of it, it's a cross between being a part of an orgy and basically on the level of fetishes. Because people who come to these parties, they a lot of them are uninhibited, and there are people just who want to let their hair down and don't want to be judged for it. And the services that I used to provide at the parties that I used to throw, that's what we offered them. And, you know, somebody mentioned something about the couples. You didn't understand the couples. Well, that goes in terms to the fetish part of it. So you have some couples, the ones who like to watch their partner perform. You know, I used to date a woman. She used to love to watch me perform with another woman. And used to totally get off on that. And that's what it is. That's the, you know, the fetish part of it. And it stimulates the mind as well as the body, you know. So I think that, you know, I hope that answers, you know, your question about the couples part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as swinging as a whole, I think you did a great definition of talking about the history of it earlier when you mentioned about how it started, like, you know, in the United States, like in the 20th century. I think that was a pretty good definition that you gave as far as, let me see, I'll try to cover everything that y'all talked about because I was listening intensely. yeah, I was. I mean, I was glued. I was riveted to it. So, yeah, but I think I covered everything, unless y'all want to ask me something, because, like I said, I've been at it for a while. Off and on.
Are you a single man?
Are you a single swinger? I'm sorry. That was my own personal gratification question. Go ahead.
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Are you a single swinger? Are you a single swinger or a couple?
I have a friend who occasionally, if she wants to get together, we'll get together for that.
Mm-hmm. My man.
I like the way you said
my man.
Pause.
I like that. That's my man.
Oh, boy.
That's
oh,
my
boy.
Man right there. Ah, yes.
Mm-mm-mm. And you're where, sir? Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C., yes.
Mm-hmm.
D.C.,
okay.
Look out.
Well, thank you, Anthony, and I hope you are enjoying the show.
We're gonna put you
back on hold, and we see other callers. We want to get to the other callers that are out right now with their hands up. But before we do that, I want to let everybody know that you are tuned in to Swingers State of Mind Radio. I am your one of your co-hosts, La Crush. We also have Trinity, and we also have Frenchie French. You can give us a call, 805-830-8320. Press that 1, and we'll know that you would like to go live. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now, the 254s, the 832s, the 202s, and the 919s, and the guests in the chat room. Y'all can make a free account at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Click the sign-in button or sign-up button. It's free. And join us in the chat room as well. On that note, we're going to take another caller. And as far as I can see, we got the 919. State your name and where you're calling from.
Maryland, U.S. I'm Joseph Jones from Maryland, U.S. on Yahoo. And I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
The South in the house, baby.
Where are my New York heads at? Jeez.
They I told you we well.
Hello, Southern boy.
Yeah, I'm a single singer, so.
You're a single swinger?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's
your voice
definition?
Sounds familiar.
I mean, I'm Start123 on the SwingCity.name site.
Oh, okay. I remember you now. Okay.
All right. So, what's your definition of the swing lifestyle?
Swing lifestyle consists of two people comfortable playing with one another. You know what I'm saying? They were no jealousy, no anger. You know what I'm saying? They probably been in the swing. You can't be jealous. If I do you, you do me. Somebody do my girl, and then do that girl. They gotta be cool with it. It can't be no
mm-hmm.
jealousy, no anger, no business, no fight. I mean, you got to be okay with one person playing with you, one person playing with my mate, and me playing with their mate. We have to be calm, easy, and collected. We have to enjoy. We have to feel at ease or something playing with somebody. If I'm eating you or somebody eating my girl, you gotta be comfortable. If one girl gives me a blowjob, if your girl gives me a blowjob, my girl giving you a blowjob, you gotta be comfortable.
Everybody, mm-hmm. talk about it, play. Everybody,
but he says, like, you don't have a choice. You're gonna do this stuff and be comfortable. If you suck my sister, then you need to come out. Stop playing.
Everybody, eat. Talk
well,
about
I'm
it.
Having, right. I'm having
oh, I'm gonna sit on some faces. I'm good. Oh,
yes,
my bad. Sorry, did I say that a lot?
Yeah, I heard you.
Sorry,
she's not a player. She just crush a lot.
Hello.
I like his model, caring is sharing, and sharing is caring. Once you learn that, the world will be a better place.
I know, that's
so
right.
Let me ask my man a question.
Right.
How old are you, my man?
32.
32.
Wow.
Young man, young stallion.
Yeah, around my age. Yeah.
North Carolina, look out.
Right, North Carolina, Raleigh, and the
well,
building.
Thank you for calling, South Carolina.
Oh, Carolina.
North Carolina.
Thank you. North?
North,
South, Sam. We all know what happened.
Stay tuned, 919, and we'll take one more caller before we move on, and that will be the 713-7118. You're tuned into Swinger State of Mind with Trinity, Frenchie, and myself, LaCrush. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is Trump 9. Hey, Trinity. I'm calling.
Hey, babe.
What's going on?
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Oh. How you doing, baby?
I'm all right. Enjoying this heat.
Well, you hear what the topic is tonight. If you want to share with myself and LaCrush and Frenchie, what is your definition of a swinger?
Well, my pretty much definition is a social gatherer. It's a social gathering among others to network, not only to network, but to explore each other's wishes, desires, fetishes. It's pretty much like your boy was saying. It's a comfortability amongst others to let your head out, to explore your inner self, you know, to see, you know, whether or not you still got it. Well, for me personally,
mm-hmm.
I take it as I'm a shy person.
Really?
The average female, I just can't walk up on and just be game at and holler at and things like that. But and now I'm a totally different person.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives me the opportunity to express myself. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, to each his own. I can't express. I can't say what everybody else feels. But
mm-hmm.
that's my personal definition.
Now, where you from, Claire?
Mm-hmm.
From Houston.
Houston, Dirty South.
Bess is in the house.
So basically for you, you say you're not the aggressor. You kind of like let it happen. You don't really approach the female or the couple like that. You kind of sit back and let it work. Or how
let
you
it just
it?
Come, let it just come at me. And
okay.
However it's
okay.
coming, I'm taking it. And as I take it, I'm going to ride with it. And trust me, by the end of the ride, it's going to be some smiles on somebody's face.
Oh, wow.
I like you.
I like you. Dirty South representing, yes, Lord. Well done. I like that. That's like that. Well played. Well said. Very interesting. And you,
okay.
you go to a lot of parties, huh?
What is that, sir?
I said you
so
hit a lot of the parties,
from
right?
Houston, and I'm glad that you did call in, and you can call me anytime.
Ooh.
And we can work on since we're so close. Just a little bit of mentality.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way,
that's what it's called now. That's what it's called nowadays.
Way,
Southern hospitality.
Just check it. That's what it's called nowadays.
Southern hospitality.
Right.
Trinity, I do have a trip scheduled and planned to come up to that. I do.
Okay.
So be expecting me.
All right.
I wouldn't say no time
mm-hmm.
soon, but let's just say before the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll take care of that interview, baby.
Ooh.
So I'm with that.
All right. Well, thank you.
Right.
But
y'all enjoy.
It's Triumph,
right? Y'all.
All right.
Huh?
Well, stay tuned. Don't hang up. Stay tuned. You can still listen to us via a phone. Don't go nowhere. You are tuned in right now to Swinger State of Mind radio show with LaCrush, Trinity, and Big Dog Frenchie. The Southern is the southern states are in the building hard body. Where's Brooklyn at? Where's New York City? Where's Jersey? Where the East at? Where y'all at? Up north. Where y'all at? We need y'all on here. 805-830-8320. Press that one, and we'll let you on air. And earlier, Mr. Frenchie, you said something
Amen.
About a scale or some level.
I need to know your freak scale.
Now, you know me. I bring it. You know what I mean? No, I was saying earlier, you know, in my book, my opinions, I look at it as five different levels of the lifestyle. You know, and this is just mine. You know, seeing I have the saying that I have, you know, the PhD in womenology. You know, it's something you get ladies might want to take along. One through five being the highest level. Level one, you say, you know, is that person who knows about the lifestyle but haven't really been to any of the lifestyle events. They just kind of know about it. You know what I'm saying? They're kind of like one of those cats who's window shopping. They ain't really slide in a store to see what's happening. That's level
right.
one.
Right.
Level two, you know, that's the type of person who they participate. You know, they participate in, like, at a party or at a club or they had a, you know, one of those house parties that kind of got out of the whack. You know, everybody just started having fun, a little alcohol started flowing. They said, no, everybody's doing everybody. Not a bad idea. Level three in my book,
right.
once again, you know, you have been to parties. You start trying to do things. You start introducing yourself. You start playing a little bit more. You start being a little bit more aggressive. You know, saying, hey, I want to be in. This, I like this. Then you got your level four. You know, level four, you're trying. You are trying. You're literally going out, hosting parties, and you're trying. You know, it's just you're starting to be that more of aggressive. Where level five, you completed level one through four, duh. And now you get into the different fetishes. Level five is kind of like top dog. You go into your fetishes, your whips, your chains, your handcuff. The most common people like to be, ladies like to be blindfolded and handcuffed. That's one of the most common.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's level five when you start to get into, you know, restraints and bondage and stuff like that. But, you know, once again, this is my personal PhD ladyism scale.
Why is the guy in ladyism? What about the dudes? Does this not apply to dudes too?
Well, and I welcome you. Unfortunately, I can't. I don't switch. For those of you who don't know what
switch
is, I don't.
I'm not saying you switch, but this is supposed to be universal, right? This is universal.
It is universal.
Yeah. Okay.
It is universal.
That's
you apply the female role to it. You apply the female
right.
genetics
so
to it as
the male
well
perspective.
Right.
Okay.
I'm speaking from the male. The single straight male perspective. You know what I mean?
You mean.
Well, you know, these levels, I definitely understand and I agree with your levels, but there's also some variations. Just because you attend parties does not necessarily mean that you have reached an experience level.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, there's a lot of variations there. If you're closed-minded, you can be in the lifestyle for 10 years and still be just as simple as you were for the first day you got into it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
But that's more of a. I would use it as more of a generic kind of guideline.
Mm-hmm.
Be objective about it.
Right. So,
what level you think you at? What level are you at, LaCrush? Frenchie.
I'll let LaCrush talk that one all about.
No, I think Frenchie, you go first. You the man.
Yeah.
And why you get it? It's kind of
ladies
like first. How big
ladies
it is.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Frenchie. We went in.
I'm at a level four. I'll say I'm at a level four. I'm not quite at level five. I'm like halfway there. I'll give myself a solid four, give or take four and a half. By the end of the year, I'll be at level seven. You understand?
You didn't create a whole new level.
Right. You skipped levels at that. You know, skip levels at that.
Believe
okay.
me, look, I'm trying. That's what I want to do. When I want to have your head, eyes rolling.
So when you're at a seven, it means you've been with me.
Uh-oh. Wait, what?
Uh-huh.
Can I get the Scooby? Can I get the Scooby? So on that note, Trinity, you gotta let us know what level out of the five, at a scale of 1 to 5, what level are you?
I am definitely a five. my lifestyle experience, I'm pretty much a CD to five. I'm at the point now where people ask questions like, what's the freakiest thing you ever done, or where have you actually done that? I find pleasure in watching other people reach their sexual boundaries. So I'm way outside of myself at this point. I want to know what I can get you to do, what I can see you do, what you experience, your experiences turn me on. So when I turn out Frenchie, his experience is going to turn me on. That's how that works for me.
Whoa, pump the brakes. Slide to the whole long.
What?
She said, you know,
it was
I like
my
her
answer. I can answer how I choose to answer.
Yeah.
Okay, I can respect that. I can respect that. You sound like the people. I went to a party not this past weekend with a great friend of mine in AC, and I had a lot of talkers like yourself, babbling at the gum, talking about this, that, and another, you know, and I had to lay it down, show them how to smack. I gave it to one of the soldiers and let it spread like the Ebola virus, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Let them have it like that. You don't give it all to them, just give them a sample. Bow. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have to do you that way. I'm going to have to do that. Mm-hmm. Believe that.
You know what? Let's just keep it moving. Crush, if you want to share with us your experience level, since he's not ready to really just accept the truth over there, you go for it, Crush.
Okay. I'm going to go for it, folks. I was sitting here and I was thinking about it and thinking about it and thinking about it because I was like, I'm on the borderline. But then I said, no, I'm not on the borderline.
Call me about that too.
I'm like, no, I am not on the borderline. I am a level four. So everybody that's not a big dog, don't worry. You still got Team Crush, all right? So I can't say I'm a level seven, but I will say I am a level four with level five tendencies.
Damn. Like that. I mean, how you really feel.
Right. I got level five tendencies because I do a little face sitting. I'm into a little biting, and I'm into a little bit. A little bit. You know, I don't mind being tied up. I don't mind wanting to tie somebody up. But just to jump, I'm going to let y'all know that one of my fantasies do involve a strap on. So, you know,
I can help you with that.
That's where I'm at right now. That's my life.
I can definitely fluff your pillow.
Trinity's helping everybody tonight. Call us if y'all want Trinity's help. Please chime in and let us know. Y'all want Trinity to help you out.
Trinity
helpline,
okay? Call the Trinity helpline. I will take
you there. Okay, we're going to have to implement that. All right, what we're going to do right now is I want to find out what kind of levels we have on the line right now. But before we do This is Swinger State of Mind Radio Show with La Crush, Trinity, and Level 5 Frenchie.
Amen.
You can join the conversation because we are taking your calls at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that 1. Once you press that 1, we'll know that you would like to come on. Frenchie, what we got going on?
We got a lot going on. Lines are starting to blow up. Wow, everybody putting their hands up at one time. It looked like you touched on
I think they're putting hands up for the Trinity experience. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
There's a bridge program to the next level tonight. It's so special.
You are. You are doing that. You're doing that.
All right.
Crush.
Yeah,
okay,
so. Okay, so shout out to BTR. You know, BTR is holding it down for us. I see that we have the 469 8271. All right. You are on air with Trinity, Frenchie, and La Crush, and this is Swinging State of Mind Radio. State your name, and I guess what part of Texas you're calling from.
Amen.
Well, hi, guys. Hi, Trinity.
Hello.
It's GP.
Hey, baby.
Hey. I told y'all I was going to call. I am in Oak Cliff, but I know Miss Trinity, and I am a level 5.
Level
5. You're level 5,
and what is that?
Yes, my level 5 consists of, I'm more aggressive. I want to do the handcuffing, the choking, the slapping, I'll let to somebody else.
Now you just you do it or you receive that?
No, no, no. I'm going to give the gift that keeps on giving.
I heard that. I heard that. Trinity, you taking notes on this one?
What did you say, Frenchie?
No, I'm
right,
saying,
you know,
well done.
Birds of a feather flock together.
Oh.
Hey.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's heated up here, folks. It is heated
yes,
up here.
Yes, then, you know, I got to finish it off with a squirt or two, three, four, you know, wet things up.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what else I just realized? I just realized why I be so damn hot in Texas. Mm-hmm.
I'm over here sweating.
Anybody else see that? Anybody else understand that? Yeah.
Well, you know,
you
they
know,
do rain today.
I have to tell y'all, Miss Gigi, when was the last time I seen you? It was like last week we went and had lunch at the strip club.
Yes.
Who does that?
The strip club.
I
want to
do
that. I
want to
do that. I
want
to do that. I
want to
go to the strip club. Yeah, I want to go to
yes.
the strip club.
Yes. It's a good place. You get your food and your entertainment all in one.
Come on, now. As long as she don't drop it on my wings, we good. She drop it on my wings, we got a problem.
On my wings. I want to go to the strip club.
Hey, baby, we can
do
more.
You can always join us.
I mean, we do the big girl under parties. It's not the club, though. I'm sure there's a big difference from the club and an underground house party like it is with the lifestyle. There's a difference between the club. You know, a swingers club in a regular
well,
party.
Well, it's not a swingers club, it's just a regular
No. I'm just saying versus. I'm just giving an example. Yeah, I'm just using an analogy right there.
Well, I need to hit one of these parties. I love to party.
Come on,
I love to wet
you.
Things up at the party.
I love you.
Wet things up.
I love you.
I love you.
You know,
wait,
I used
what?
To feel a
little
tiny too, you know.
I love you. Yeah, you just sound like a little tiny
what?
Over there.
I was the pool girl. Nah.
Come on now.
What?
And I was a pool girl.
Hello?
Right.
Am I on the right show? Hello? Oh, my goodness. The lines are wide open. Press that 1 if you want to go on the air. 805-830-8320.
Thank you, Miss
GP. Thank you, Miss
GP. Bye.
Bye. Oh, don't hang on. Just hold on. We're just going to mute you real quick, but you can still listen in to the show. We do have another caller from the 250.
Hello, sis.
What's your name and where you calling from? 254, what's your name and where you calling from?
Hey. You hear me?
Yep.
Yes. Hey, Trent, it's Nene. Hey.
Hey,
I'm right now in South Carolina, but hey, Trent, this is Nene. I think I'm between a 4 and a 5. I've been there for what, 10 years now.
Uh-huh.
And it's a sweet thing. It's a nice thing to be in between levels. It's sweet mm-hmm. because you're still
out
there trying to feel your way out and see what you like and what you don't like. But yeah, I'm around about a 4. And, yeah, Texas is hot because of Trent. Believe that.
Oh, wow.
Texas is hot because of Trinity. And that's the truth. Y'all ain't say nothing like
see,
lie on
I
that
knew
one.
It.
That's the Trent right there. Love you, Trent. I'm going to get off the line.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Mimi. I know
thank
it.
You.
That's that Scorpio intuition. That's what that was right there. I hit the nail on the head. I deserve an applause. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Trinity got the whole block on lockdown there. Go on, girl.
Trinity, what are you be doing out there in Texas? I don't know about you, Frenchie.
I think I'm coming to New York.
I don't know about you, Frenchie, but I want to go to Texas.
You know, I usually swing through Texas every night or so often. It's only a hop, skip, and a hoo-ha away, but Trinity making
it
sound like
swing through Texas.
Yeah.
You caught that.
When
you caught me.
Swinging
you caught
through.
You caught me with my pants is down. You caught me.
Really? Really? So how big is it? Ooh, I don't know if
you
was on the call at the beginning of the show. At the beginning of the show, Frenchie was like, you know, he was talking about people being able to take what he had. So, you know, me being Trinity, I'm like, okay, so how big is it?
Wow, look at this call coming in.
Yeah,
they don't want to know how big it is. That's what they're calling for.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, wow.
That's what it is.
No, I don't see no call. No, no, I don't see no call. Shout out to the 919, the 713, the 972s, and the 225s, and the 318. Hey, I know that 225. Hey, 225.
All right.
I know who that is. That's a little sugar. You know I'm going to drag her in here. Sugar.
We'll bring her in.
Sugar. Hey, Lady C.
Hey, LaCrush.
Lady C is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She called in last week, Frenchie. Remember you?
Yeah, I know. I remember Red Stick. Hey, say that, Red Stick.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? So you actually basically told us your level last week, Lady C. You said you were actually interested in the lifestyle, but you haven't really been to a lifestyle event, right?
Right.
So you're level one. You're level one. When are you going to actually make that jump to a level two?
Probably never.
Why is that?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know,
why
just kind of saying, hey, I know about it. You know, I might fantasize about it, but that's good enough for me. You know, I think there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if you do choose to, like I said, I am offering a bridge program to get to the next level. So just let me know if you change your mind.
Lady C, so why is that? Why, do you play with a partner? Are you married, or you just have you solo? How does that work? Why is that? Are you choosing to another level?
I don't have a significant partner.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend, but he's not really a partner. He's just a bed buddy.
I know that's right. He's a bed buddy.
So when you go to parties, you
buddy.
Go solo?
Okay.
Pardon?
Would you go to a party
parties,
solo?
You go solo?
Yeah, I would go solo. If possible,
okay.
I would go solo. I don't think he would go. See, he's married, so I don't think he would.
Ooh, wait,
amen.
What?
Wow. Very nice. Well,
no
welcome.
Comment.
I encourage you to explore to the max. Don't limit yourself.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Can I ask a question about the whole married man thing?
Yes,
have you noticed, even though you shouldn't do it, have you noticed when you have sex with a married man that they just really give it to you? It's just, maybe it's because you're sneaking. But
no,
it's like when they give it to you, it's like not taking your panties off before you do. You just kind of move them to the side and you get it in.
Ooh.
That's what it feels like.
Allow me to elaborate on that. See, I'm going to tell you all like this. Yeah, you know, I like that analogy, but I'm going to tell you like this. When it's a one-night stand, and this speaks for most of the brothers, when it's like I was in the Air Force for many years, so when I met a chick at a base and I knew I wasn't going to see her the next day, I try to go hard. I try to leave a mark so when she sleeps the next night, she'll be thinking about this. So, yeah.
Mm.
It's like a mash central. I try to mash her back and leave it tattooed on the wall. And I think that's what married men do.
Flipped on that because I've had people try that and I flipped it on them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, shout out to the throwbackers. Throw it back. Shout out to the team.
You know what, Lady C? I was flipped on too. I thought I went in with my helmet.
Like, he's
and
a real man.
Battle
like, I
Jerome.
Did flipped off.
Yeah.
I fell off a few rides in my lifetime, and I wasn't ready, and I fell off.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
As long as you get back up, it's all good.
It's all good. Well, thank you, Lady C, for calling in.
Thank you.
We love it. You know,
yes,
just,
I love
you.
Keep
put you back
me.
On here. You know how to drag you in here. Tell you get all in your business because I like Lady
Now.
C. Lady C is cool. You are tuned in to Swinger State of Mind, a radio show with Trinity Blake, Frenchie French, and
The crush hearts. The caller number 805-830-8320. Press that 1. Shout out to the 14 callers that's on our little board right now. We got people in the chat room. Listen, don't be scared to type in the chat room. Hi, Mrs. PG. We have the Traveler 2000 who came back. Hey. We got a lot of guests in there. We got First Lieutenant of Phone Fancy Radio, Miss Brick from Brick House Radio Show. That comes on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern. We are taking your calls. We are getting all up in y'all business. We want to know what is your level, right? This is not your freak level. This is your swingers level, right? That's what it's officially called.
Exactly.
Your swingers.
Yeah.
What level? Right. What level in the lifestyle would you consider yourself? what level of the lifestyle you would consider yourself? Level 1 to 5. We are on a ball right now.
We're going smooth.
We're having a good time. And once again, like I said, we're taking your calls. If you're on the line, you would like to weigh in, just press that 1, and we'll know that you're ready to weigh in. Trinity Blake?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I am here. I'm ready. I'm still
ready.
Off in the Bridge program, limited time only.
This girl here.
Just for tonight.
And what do we get at the Bridge program? What is that? The Bridge program
is an expedited program to help you get to the next level. So say you are level 1 like Missy and she's fantasizing about it. I myself could personally come into your bedroom at night and take you to the next level. Or you can stay there, but we can make it happen really, really fast. You just call me, tell me what level you are on, what you think you can and cannot do, and I can put you on the Trinity program. Limited time only just for tonight. We'll go to the next level, and I can have everybody level 5 by the end of the year.
Come on. Can we reiterate our level?
By the end of the year. That's a lot of – wait, hold on. She said to the end of the year. How long
that's
do you
a lot
you
of
get
people.
To...
I have to get to a lot of people. It's kind of like the fuck fairy. You know,
right,
I come in the middle of the night, and I just kind of work with you, and you wake up the next morning like, I'm a swinger. Level 3. That's
oh,
how
boy, oh, boy,
just like
oh,
that.
Boy.
Like that. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
You saying
talk
wow.
Talk about gas. Oh. That car is
I saw like my little swinger dust, and I'm like, you know what? You should not be a level 2. You are definitely a number 5. I think you should let me, you know, suck on your cock while you eat her pussy. And we're going to go do it in Vegas and then fly down to New Orleans and then walk the streets and play with each other. That's how you take it to the next level.
That's how you do it, eh?
You got to do it in different area codes.
Right.
Folks,
right.
Just to reiterate the 5 levels. Level 1, you're a voyeur. You're just kind of looking in, checking things out. Level 2, you've been to parties and maybe participated. Level 3, now you participate. You're actually in it, doing the daggone thing. Level 4, you're trying new things. Level 5, you tried those new things and now you're making new things. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You like level 5,
right.
Taking it over. Just FYI, if y'all want to chime in and let us know what level you may be at, and let Trinity know, because apparently she's giving out lessons. Shit. Can I get the level 10 by the end of the week?
I know, right?
Crush, we're going to have to fly down to the South again, you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to make my way to South Carolina, and then I'll just try somehow to work my way over there. I don't know.
Hey,
I'm just trying to go to a better place. I'm not even going to let y'all down.
Oh, one more thing. Denver. So, if I got any Denver people, Denver, I'm coming your way this weekend. I'll be at the retreat doing a special little event. So y'all come holler at your boy, Denver in the building. Y'all come on through.
Are you ever at home on the weekends?
I am home. I'm telling you, this is a lifestyle for me, baby. It's a business. I go. Denver, I got
to
connect
out
in Denver.
So do I have to hire you to actually see how big it is?
Oops. For you, I'll do it for you as a courtesy, because you're my people.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You know what? You're going to wait.
I have to.
Well, can you hear me? Am I not online, too? What the hell?
You're number one. I'm already here. Why I got to wait? You got to wait. You say the word.
All right. My email is, all right, folks, this is the time of the show that we give y'all a little woo-sah moment because we have given y'all so much information. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in, that's calling us, that's participating. We really do appreciate the support. Thanks to all our callers so far. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to go into our little commercial break. And then we're going to come back. And we're gonna find out some more about Miss Trinity. Mm-hmm. I don't know about y'all, but I'm quite curious right now. We're gonna find out some more about our level fivers. And once again, you're tuned into Swinger State of Mind Radio Show.
Hello, it's time for our daily quickie. The definition of a penis. Now, a penis is 6.5 inches or smaller. The penis is the provider. The penis usually has a good job. And the penis is the guy that you marry. A penis is restricted simply because he is 6.5 inches or smaller. Now, there is a difference. There is also the dick. The dick is between 6.5 inches and 10 inches. Dick was your boyfriend in college. Dick was that guy that you wanted to get with, but he acted stupid. So Dick didn't really get as much play as you wanted to. And Dick possibly could be the father of your children, but penis has a better, you know, reputation, better job. So you just go ahead and go with penis. Now, Dick, again, is 6.5 inches to 10 inches. Also in the category of 6.5 inches to 10 inches is cock. Now, cock is the guy that really no one knows about. He's that guy that you hook up with that lives down the street from your cousin when you go back home. And remember, cock and dick are the same size. But cock and dick have the major difference that cock has a better attitude. He has swag. He's not stupid like dick. Then we go into the category of monster cock. Now, the monster cock is 10 inches or above. Now, monster cock has limitations similar to penis. Because they do get some restrictions because, let's just face it, women don't want a huge cock, you know? So monster cock is usually going to have to do a little bit more, maybe have a little bit more swag or want to don you a little bit just to get you loose for this massive piece of meat that he's going to enter into you. So just so that we all have the same conclusion, well, we have the same frame of mind, a penis and a monster cock are strictly based off of size, but dick and cock can interchange. Now, any role can be the other one based off of attitude, but penis can never be dick and cock, and monster cock can never be penis. So, now that we know, I'll need you to go into your bathroom, pull down your pants, whip it out, measure it. Are you a penis, a dick, a cock, or a monster cock? Remember, you can't help what you're born with, but please know what you're working with. And that is the definition of a penis.
Or as needed. Catch up and connect with Trinity, LaCrush, and Frenchie online. Like us now on Facebook at www.facebook.com/SSOM Radio Show. Also, join our Swinger State of Mind Facebook group at www.facebook.com/Swinger State of Mind. And follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/SSOM Radio Show. We can't wait to meet you.
Swinger State of Mind. Swinger State of Mind.
Very sexy. Very sexy.
Very.
And we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
Okay, so you know I have a question, right? Now that it's like her definition of penis. Frenchie,
yes,
what
ma'am.
Are you? Are you a penis? Are you a dick? Are you a cock? Or are you a monster cock?
You know what? Can I be a crossbreed? Because I'm be honest with you, I got to be like all of it. I'm a crossbreed, you understand? I'm like a transformer on that piece.
You're a transformer.
I'm a transformer. Some days I'm a cock. Some days I'm a master cock. Some days I'm just a simple old penis.
No, you can't. Okay, first of all, a cock and a monster cock are separated strictly based off of size.
That's what I'm saying. If I'm in cold water, I'm a cock. If I'm in warm water, it's a river, I'm a master. I'm just saying.
He got you there. He got you.
I'm just okay, saying. I got you.
Got
and all my fellas can agree with me
okay.
on that.
Okay. So they just must be on dry land, basically, if I want to experience a monster cock.
Yeah, dry land most of the time. Right.
Well, on dry land, not in between any flesh, I'm just a plain cock.
You know, me and my homegirls came up with the whole definition of a penis. We were talking, we all hang out in the lifestyle, and we're talking about the different levels, and people always ask, does size matter? So we came up with the definition of a penis.
Wait, so you're saying size matters?
People always ask us as single ladies, as unicorns in the lifestyle, does size matter? Women get that question all the time.
Does size matter?
Mm-hmm.
Does it?
Well, you heard the definition of a penis.
I'm asking you.
Does it matter to me? You know what I like personally? I'll tell you what I like.
Uh-oh.
If it's in the lifestyle at a party, okay, not somebody I'm trying to be in tune with and be in a relationship with, but if I'm trying to have a swinging relationship with that guy, I don't need you to ruin my pussy. I need you to massage my thighs. I need you to rub the rim of it. And then I need you to enter in slowly, and I need you to work my pussy. Mm. And really, you only have to be about 5-6 inches with a lot of girth, because I need girth. If you really want to get those nerve endings, give me girth, you know. And if I squeeze on it when I'm riding and grinding, you know, I'm going to come. I'm going to bust all over your abdomen. Like, so that's what I like.
Well.
Brush?
Huh? I can't follow that. I don't want six. I let you know that. But I will take from her definition of a penis. If it's at a party, I will take a
three.
Dick to a cock. No, I'll take a dick to a cock. If it's at a lifestyle party. But if it's personally, you could give me a cock to a monster cock. Wink, wink.
Right.
You know,
so
personally, I need a rest after that. And at a party, you just want to go ahead and get it. No, you know what? At a party, I will need a cock. I can't do with the dicks. They get on my nerves. So I'm really into the social aspect of it. So at a party, give me a cock between 6 and 10 inches. And then, you know, and that's hard. That's not soft like you are. That's hard. So...
Yeah,
you know, and they give me a monster cock when I'm at home. So that's how
I like
it
is. The head too. The head matters.
It
that big mushroom head.
Mm-hmm. And if you got a hook, don't forget about the hookers. You got a hook. If it leans to the left or curves
not
to the right
too.
Or
curve I do hook.
Up.
I do hook.
Which you direction?
You do. You hook.
Which
hook
direction?
Left.
Left or right?
Your
left or mine?
My
left or mine?
Your right, my left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, since you're setting to be a master, like, that means, like, when you're hitting it from the back, you can, like, grab my shoulders and I can reach down and, like, pull on your balls and you just get it up in there, like.
Stop, girl. Yeah. Stop.
You know what? You know,
it got real sweaty.
You know, us guys who are hooked left or right, we can find your G-spot.
Yeah.
Now,
I know.
You don't have to look for it
because I'm gonna tell you where it's at.
I'm
gonna arch my body, so you ain't even gotta look for it because I'm gonna put it right there. Like, here we go.
Right,
you know,
looking,
shout out to
I'm
the women that throw it back. You know, shout out to the women that throw it back. I don't know about the other side, but I know the super fluffy side. I tell this all the time. You gotta lift and separate, and if you hook, you don't need to do all that. So.
I think we should ask the callers how they feel about definition of a penis.
Well, I'm gonna get into that.
You know what I
like
to do for some white girl?
We got. Also, I wanted to say this: the Traveler 2000, who's in the chat room, she says she's a level 5. She's a level 5.
Wow!
Right. She called. She was in the chat room
like
last week.
That.
Yeah, you can give us a call, 805-830-8320, or you can join us in the chat room. Press that 1, and we'll let you know that we'll let you on air, pretty much. You know,
well, you know what, though? Can I throw something in real quick?
Are you going to throw your dick in?
It's already there. You ain't see it?
Okay,
like,
I'm sorry.
Like,
go ahead.
Like
continue.
You two ladies were talking about size, which is
mm-hmm.
a good thing. And y'all being African-American women,
mm-hmm.
y'all like size. But you know, the recent 5 years, 5 to 6 years ago, there's a lot of people out of the African-American, okay, I'm going to say it. A lot of white girls like black chocolate, really. What's up with that? I'd like to hear from some of the white girls what's their take on this. You know what I'm saying? I want to see where they're at, what's their level, and why they like blackness.
Why they like blackness. That sounds
like
that's
a been
show
answered
on its
over
own.
Centuries. You don't know the answer to that?
I don't.
Hello?
I don't.
Nobody gave you the memo? You know what? I know
I can
what
assume,
it is.
You know what?
He's pretty old, he didn't get the memo.
I can assume it, but I want to hear him saying. You know me, it's like when you say I'm the best, I want to hear you say it when I got you in the buck. I want to hear you say it. What's my name? I know my name, but I want to hear you say it. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
The phone lines are open. Everybody chime in.
We got a lot of levels going on tonight. You notice that?
Yeah.
Everything is being labeled right now. Hmm.
No.
Everything is being labeled from penis to your swinger stuff. Everything is being labeled, but, you know, at the end of the day, this is for educational purposes only. You know, the lifestyle is basically what you make it and what you can take from it and what you can give from it. You know, it's all basically about you and what you're trying to experience. So I just wanted to give that out because I was just looking and I was just seeing, like, you know,
mm-hmm,
let everybody
mm-hmm,
know that, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's not really about labels. You know, per se, but this is for educational purposes only.
Mm-hmm.
Shall
we take
note,
it to the line?
To the line?
Should we take it to the phone lines then.
Okay, let's do it.
Caller
254.
Yeah.
Are you calling in to give us your your opinion of the definition of a penis? 254-4226? Okay, I guess they're not.
I guess they just wanted to listen.
Right, they just wanted to listen.
Is there a term for that? Like, you know, voyeurs actually watch. Is there a term for just listeners?
Yeah, they're called listeners.
Lawyers. Yeah, listeners.
We go listeners.
I have to do some research on that.
Yeah,
is it a term for listeners?
But I really like.
I mean,
to,
I don't
know,
audio or they audio enthusiasts. I don't know.
Audio enthusiasts. Yeah.
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 Like, making up stuff like that's what it is. I'm gonna repeat it. Like no.
Look at me, I made a funny.
Being bamboozled.
Being bamboozled.
Here.
I wouldn't bamboozled.
So if y'all had a choice, you know how you'd be in a little cheap, swimsy hotel, the walls are thin. Would you rather be heard or seen? And
both.
Does it give you performance anxiety?
Both.
Watch me.
Oh, hear me roar.
Hear me. I want you to every single moan.
Actually,
I want to think in my mind that you over there, like, really painting the walls off this audio. Just,
I want you to see
crush.
Me. I want to be seen because
we'll see back it up, huh?
Because I've done that. I've been, you know, my bed is like right underneath the window, and you know, while he's sitting the doggy side, I'm hanging out the window, titties and all, just out the window.
I mean, haven't you guys been to a glory hole house?
No, I want to go. Oh.
No, I haven't. I just heard about them this weekend. Be honest with you.
I
want to
go.
I'm talking about that next year.
Okay, when you guys come down to Texas, I'm going to take y'all on a tour. I'm going to take y'all to
glory hole room. I'm going to teach you the glory hole etiquette because there is an etiquette.
Really?
I'm going to show you guys.
Really? Oh, I can't wait till the rest of these shows come on.
Can you give me like a sample right now, like a taste or something, a little nibble?
What is life, LaCresse? Do you have time?
We got a little time. We can do that.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is what happens. You go into, there's a spot that I love that's in New Orleans. You can't get much sexier than New Orleans.
Talk
and you
about
pay
it.
Money.
My hometown, baby.
Right. You should know this, baby. So you go into the spot and say, well, do you want to watch the live videos? And you say, okay, so you pay your money. You go down this dark hallway, and they have little closets. Within these closets, they have little bitty TV screens, and you have a peephole, and you have the cock hole. Now, there is a certain etiquette. Now, every state doesn't practice this, but where I'm from, when you see somebody you like in the next room, you scratch the wall until that person approaches the wall, and then they stick their penis in. If it's not the right person, you knock. So there is an etiquette there, and a lot of people don't know this, but there is an etiquette there. And you stick your penis through the hole, and you do whatever you choose to do with it on the other side. And it is the glory hole, and it is glorious for a lot of people to be that anonymous.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing. I don't know about anybody else, but that to me is just, wow.
Now, if I poke it through, how I know that, she ain't going to, like, stab my shit, pull up a rain of bobbles.
Well, you have a peephole on the other end, and it's part of the danger. It's part of the risk. You don't know.
Right. I want to be on the other side. I want to be on the other side, damn it.
I've actually been in quite a few.
That's going to take me to level 5, is it not? Does that qualify
that's
for level 5?
That's going to take you to level 7.
Really? So I can skip 6 and 5.
Yeah, I told you for a limited time only, Trinity Blake, myself, I'm offering an expedited bridge program to get to the next level.
Limited
time only.
Okay. We got a caller. We got a couple of calls.
Oh yeah, the phone line.
We got
right
a caller
up,
from the 919. 919, state your name and where you're calling from, and what do you think about the glory hole building?
Or definition of a penis.
No definition of a penis, right. What do you think about the conversation so far?
Wait, are you a white girl?
No, that's not white girl.
He over there fantasizing
about
North
white Carolina. Girl. Right, that's Raleigh. That's Raleigh, North Carolina, right? Am I wrong? 919? What the biscuit? Can nobody hear me? Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
How are you? Welcome back.
Hello.
I'm okay, but I just can't find a legitimate room that's legitimate and swinging down here.
Well, I know a couple of groups. I know a couple of groups on there, so if you're on Facebook, join our group on Facebook. And they host parties out there in North Carolina.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Trinity's page on Facebook.
All right,
I'm going to join
SwingCity.me
on Facebook.
Join the Swinger State of Mind group, and I'll give you
I will send you the link for it. Make sure you have it.
I'm on your group on Facebook.
Oh, it's one big happy family.
Right, start 1, 2, 3. Well, you know what? Sir, we had played definition of a penis. Would you like to comment on that? Would you like to share where you may fall?
I'm in the middle. I mean, my penis is pretty big, but not big as some of the other guys, but I last a lot longer. Plus, I can go for a couple of rounds.
Oh, wow. So you may go for the difference. Okay.
Wow.
Listen.
I go for
2 rounds, 3 rounds. Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. And would you participate in a gory hole setting? Oh,
yeah.
Did we ever even experience? Did we tell anybody what the glory hole was? Did we do that?
Yeah, I just kind of told him what it was.
It's where you, okay. I know where the glory hole experience is. It's where a person sits behind a thing and you bang it, you can't see them and they can't see you.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Anything and anything and the thing. Right. So,
yeah.
So
I can't believe
that?
I've never been to one.
You never been to one?
I actually have been to one. It's all right. But you won't get that same from like you mess with the person you see.
Come on now. Really?
He likes to have the
connection.
He likes the connection.
You don't really feel that connection like that, though.
So do you ever worry about if it's a man or a woman on the other side? That's the kind of stuff I'm thinking
about.
You don't worry about it.
You actually should, because a lot of times you really make sure you go to a good one.
Right, because they have the rules.
Because a lot of transsexuals in some of those things.
It's a lot of them there.
Transsexuals.
But
I think they would
actually, you know, make you clarify, because that can be dangerous.
Yeah,
a lot of men go there for the transsexuals.
This guy will not be visiting the glory hole.
Oh.
Yes, they really do be in the glory hole.
Negative. I will not be in the glory hole. I'll let you tell me about it, please.
Not all of them. Right, some of them. But you got to do just the way you would do a swing party. Right, you know what? On that note, thank you, 919, for calling in once again. I think it's time for us to move right along, folks. 919, we're going to put you back on hold. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Swinger State of Mind radio show with LaCrush, Trinity, and Frenchie.
Hey,
Mr. Monster Cock. No. 805.
And you know this man.
805-830-8320 is the number to call in. Press that 1. We'll let you on air. Once again, 805-830-8320. Shout out to everybody that's in the chat room right now. Handy Candy. I like that name. Oh, Mandy Candy. I'm sorry. I'm blonde. Mandy Candy, Start 123, Traveler 2000, and Brick. And a couple of guests is in the room. Once again, I invite y'all to sign up for a free account. Chat with us in the chat room. I see y'all. I see what everything y'all type in. I can see it. I'm looking. I'm with y'all here. Okay? We do have a Swinger State of Mind group on Facebook. So, you know, if you want to continue the conversation, you want to, you know, connect with myself, Trinity Blake, and Frenchie, you could definitely do it right there at facebook.com/swingersstateofmind. And somebody got a crush on Mandy Candy?
Yes. Mandy Candy was at, I just opened up a new club on Saturday nights here in Texas. And Mandy Candy was at the Spice of Life event, and she showed me her candy.
Come on. Can I see that candy?
She showed me a candy, and it was really beautiful.
Really?
Yeah, like, I definitely want to put that candy in my mouth.
I want to play.
Bless our heart.
I want to play.
Right.
Listen, folks, if y'all enjoying the show, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/SSOM radio show. And y'all want to know something?
It's my favorite time of the show. It's orgy time.
Okay, now, orgies. You know, if anybody's talking about orgies, it's going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, orgy time is my favorite time of the show, because this is the time I get to be as promiscuous as I like. And you guys can, too. And you can chime in. And we have a page set up where you can ask questions. And we take those questions, and we just have a smorgasbord of whatever makes you feel good. We're trying to answer your questions. We were very random, very promiscuous. It's kind of like a
one-night stand at this point. Fresh, who's coming to the orgy tonight? Tell us who's coming to the orgy.
This person actually wants to remain anonymous. She wants to remain anonymous, but I can't tell you this. She is a sexy young lady in her mid-30s. She is currently in a long-term relationship with her bro, with her beau, and she has two kids. That I can tell you.
Okay.
And she's actually a little curious about the lifestyle. And what she posed was, this is what she actually said. She said, "Okay, I've never been to a swinger party, but I got a question. What made y'all get interested in swinging and going to swingers' parties? Really curious, because I want to go to one." So this is that bridge that she was talking about.
Oh.
Trinity. All right.
Got it. So she's never been to a party, and her mate is okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she said, she wants to know how we feel about how we like it. Why do we like it?
Right. But she said her mate is open-minded, you know, so far. And, you know, she's with him because of that. So he would, you know, I guess they would go together. So.
Well, I would always say before you start any journey, plan.
Plan.
You want to plan. You want to plan as best that you can, and you want to set you out. Okay, I've said this before. A great relationship is like a great company, a great corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, sometimes you have to outsource. That's what swinging is all about. This is a great company. But you know what? We are not subject matter experts in this category. We're going to outsource.
Right.
So if you're a couple and you've never done it before and you're thinking about coming into it, first you have to make sure the couple is stable, which
mm-hmm.
means each individual has to be mentally stable. Then
mm-hmm.
once the couple is stable, you kind of decide, okay, this is what we're comfortable with for right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you make sure you're secure on that, and then you find somebody that you're comfortable with. You find a group or promoter that you're comfortable with, you like the surroundings, and you start small. Don't go into a big orgy. Maybe try like a meet and greet or, you know,
right.
really easy way into it until you find those people that are, you know, make you feel good, that you're attracted to, and then you try out those first set of boundaries that you've created. But always keep in mind, the boundaries do change. It's kind of like I said on the first call, when you first get into elementary or junior high, and I didn't say elementary because some girls start a little bit too early, but when you first start exploring your sexuality, sucking dick is horrible. That's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I don't want to do that. You get into college, oh, you might be sucking your boyfriend's dick. You get older as an adult, you love a good cum shot in your face. So, you know, it's like your taste buds. You have to mature the palate. And and that's the same thing that's going to happen with the couple. You have to mature. Those boundaries are going to start to expand as you get more comfortable. But always remember, plan at home first, which the boundaries are going to encompass. Don't let it happen when you're outside in public.
Because
people will challenge that, and you don't want to let that negative energy into your relationship.
Okay.
That's my thoughts
on it. Okay. What do you think, Frenchie? What is your advice? Frenchie? Okay.
He's probably wondering if she's
white
or not.
No. I took a minute to salivate, let it all soak in.
Mm-hmm.
I had to get my woo-sound moment, you know. But so what was your question?
Okay. So a young lady.
What are you saying with your cock?
I shall not. I'll plead the fifth on that one.
Go ahead, LaCrash.
Okay, so we have a young lady who says, "I've never been to a swingers party, but I got a question. What made us get interested in the swingers, get interested in swinging and going to swingers parties?
really curious because I want to go to one.
Okay. Well, very interesting. And I'm going to say this with the utmost respect. Go for it. Just do it. Just do it. Just jump in and go. I would suggest a club, like a swing club first, because for a female, you feel a lot more safer than going to a party. At a party, you won't have the pressure of being smashed, you know, smash and dash type deal. I would suggest to go to a party. Go to a club. A party at a club. That way, you know, the single female can just sit back, relax, and she can watch and see how everything goes. For me, I go in there balls, you know, elbows and assholes. I'm going in there full out. You know what I mean? Yeah, full out. Yeah. I go in there trying to make a set the bar high. But I would suggest to her to just do it. You know, get a friend, even if he or she, or whether it be he or she that doesn't play, have them come with it so she'll feel more secure. And the more you be around it, the more you see it, the more you understand it, you just jump in and go for it. It's a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing. What about you, Crush? What you think?
Me? I think, well, first, I'm going to say this. What made me get into the lifestyle is an itch. It was that's nasty, but I don't mean.
Wow, I was just thinking not a good response.
Right? No. I was gonna say it was more of an urge. It's more of an urge. I was curious about it. Like I you know, would see basically, you know, group porn and stuff like that, and I was so excited and turned on, and I was just so curious about it. So that's what made me just say, you know what, I have the opportunity to go, so I'm just going to go. Because it's like sex didn't matter to me. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go. So, and I went to my first party, and I swear I got hooked. It was like really, really just getting hooked. And like they said, I had to throw all caution to the wind. And like I told y'all before, the first guy I seen, I tapped him on the shoulder and asked him if his nuts stink. No lies. Way up and down. That's what I asked him. He said no. I said, well, let me give you a blowjob. That's my first swing experience as far as participating. And then, you know, I sat down and I watched a lady go at it like I just watched the room. And I was just so turned on and in the mood. I didn't even want to play with nobody. I just wanted to watch. So that's what happened for me. It was just an urge. I knew who was hosting the party because I helped promote it and stuff. So I knew who was hosting the party. It was a nice small crowd. It was a nice small to medium crowd. Most of the women there were around my size or in my category of size, if you will. They were BBWs. So, you know, it was awesome. And I also got to see my first film, my first adult film be filmed. They did film an adult film at the party, like before the party actually started. There was actually an adult scene being filmed. So I was able to see the behind the scenes of a porn, and, you know, I was hooked. So, but my advice I would give to her is meet and greet. What happens with a meet and greet is, you know, sometimes you go into these different lifestyle groups. You may find your website, like swingerslifestyle.com, that just have a list of groups, maybe in your area, maybe close by. You're going to call that promoter or you're going to call whoever's hosting that party, and you're going to introduce yourself. You're going to fill them out. Any questions you may have about how they run their party and things like that, you ask them over the phone. And then you ask them if they're having a meet and greet. And when it happens is when you go to this meet and greet, it may be at your local restaurant. It may be at a bowling alley. It may be, you know, it's somewhere where you can actually meet this person in a neutral area. There's no pressure to change your clothes. There's no pressure to play. There's no dick flying around in your face. You can just sit down and you can talk to the person that's hosting. So my thing is if you're curious about it and you're serious about attending, get to know who's hosting the party. Get to know them. Get to answer any questions that you may have. Because when you're in a couple, I think This is my, I'm not in a couple, but this is my opinion. Because when you're in a couple, there's a thing that you have to do before you actually go to any party. And that's sit down and lay out your rules.
Mm-hmm.
Lay out what you would do, what you find acceptable, if you're go, if y'all both going to play, if one is going to play, and if y'all going to play, how people should approach you, things like that. Are you bisexual? Are you going to be, you know, heterosexual? You know, if you're you know, allowed to have, you know, eat pussy or suck dick and stuff like that, y'all going to have to get real in-depth and basically clear the air and talk about it. You know, really, really talk about it. So if y'all not into communicating, this is not going to be the lifestyle for you to begin with. So if y'all can sit down and have a serious conversation and maybe even write down a checklist, because we are all telling you so much, write down a checklist of things that may concern you. And you want to bring that to your partner before you go to any party. You want to have that clear. You don't want to, exactly, a safe word. You don't, you want it to be clear. You know, if you don't want to play with somebody, you let him know that if you say pineapples, to turn that guy down. You know, if that's what y'all have set up.
Or not necessarily, you know, just for that, just that safe word of saying, like, you know what, when it's just too much,
right,
I need a time out. You know, like,
right,
ooh, baby,
right,
you know what?
Me.
Do
right.
you have my
don't
keys?
Don't leave me. Mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm.
right. And that's kind of like the, we're backing out, it's time for us to go, is really nice, you know, and talk to you later.
Right.
I was reading the message board and I asked Mandy Candy, and she was saying, test the water, watch first. I made the mistake of jumping in too fast, got turned on, and hormones took over. Know your boundaries and don't be afraid to say no.
Right.
But I'm different. A couple is different than being single.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't have the patient, if I didn't have the patient man I have, I would have lost him at the first party.
Aww.
That is so sweet. And she agrees that meet and greets are a great idea and that communication is key. And then we have Traveler 2000 in the chat room that says, it's hard to say because different strokes for different folks. I went to my first party solo as a single female, got into dress code, drunk my Jose and watched.
That's Traveler 2000. All right.
That's like going to Hito.
Right.
It's like
just different levels for different people. The most important thing, the same thing that Frenchie just jumped on, is not Frenchie, I'm sorry, the crush talked about was ask the promoter or the host before you go.
Right.
And they can kind of guide you along, you know, what the standards are and what to expect. And if you can't get in contact with the host of the host or the promoter, I would say you have a problem. Now, if it's a club, that I do understand, because there's many levels. There's the business owner, the club owner, the promoter. There's a lot of different levels there. But when you go into a house party or these Facebook groups, if they can't answer you what they're about, what they're into, then you have a problem. Because when I host a party, I'm basically asking you, hi, Mandy Candy, hi, Frenchie, hi, La Crush, will you come to my venue and have sex with us? I think that's pretty personal enough for me to ask you a few questions. And if you can't get those questions, I would say run. Go. Go somewhere else where the host is actually a little bit more personable and it's going to guide you along the way. And that's just my input for that question. Do we have any other questions for Crush?
We got a few questions.
This is going to be a really great orgy. Let's do it.
Yeah. So once again, if you are interested in weighing in on these orgy questions, by all means do so. 805-830-8320 and press that number 1 and we'll let you on air. So I have another question for us, since we were talking about the parties and things of that nature. A gentleman posted to us, how do you ask someone for, you know, we use the word play, meaning you're interested and you wanna play with them in a lifestyle and environment, as in what words would you use to say, hey, let's play?
That is very, that's a good question. And it's very important that you learn the lingo, especially for
it's
a single.
It's not even necessarily
miss.
The lingo. This is where the play moves come in at. This is the playbook time.
Swag.
This is your swag on the line right here.
This is how you gonna make it or break it, you know.
Mhm. Mhm.
I want Frenchie. Frenchie, okay. What's your good pickup line? How do you explain, "Hi, I'm Frenchie and I got a big old cock"? How do you do that?
I'm gonna tell you, Trent. Like I'm gonna talk to my people out in PA.
Step to me like you gonna step to me at a party.
Now my people in PA can recognize. I'm about to drop you like this. Seeing when a TJ's out in PA, I go to TJ's and everybody in PA knows about TJ. Me, I'm like this. I go all out. I come in that mug naked. I come in there with clothes on, and by the time I hit the door, I'm naked. So you already know what I'm working with. So when I come at you, you already know. Hey, what's happening, Mom? You playing tonight? I'm like, how you doing? You looking lovely. You playing tonight? And she'll tell me right then, yes, I'm playing. What's up with you? And it takes off from there. And by that time, usually she done got five fingers.
You're so
away
romantic, Frenchie.
Not
only that, but you just scared this new girl we just invited her to our party. She just ran away. She's done. She grabbed her purse, and she just ran out the door. I'm just saying. You know, to
he
be
didn't
completely.
Have to say anything if he's naked with that big, massive cock swinging between his thighs.
Right, they're coming
anybody.
To you anyway. Right, they're coming to you anyway, first of all. But the girl that just came to the party, like, for the first time, and you approached her like that, they're running away. I know at my parties, I know if that was me, I'm out. Deuces. That's not going to work for me. So
you
got to
put some honey on it.
Let me put this in better perspective. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you an ideal scenario. This is a real deal scenario. I hit the party. I come to the door, hit the party, the club, wherever it may be. I hit the joint. I come in. I peep everything out. The first thing I'm doing, I'm dropping down to my boxes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Once I spot a few ladies that I like, I'll make a little eye contact with them, give them like the little.
Do you have theme
smile.
Music behind you when all this is happening?
Yeah. I got Shaq.
You got a theme song behind
you.
Right.
Yeah, I got Shaq. Shaq be playing in my head. It be playing. Don't. You know how that little.
Okay.
Baby. Anyway, but yeah, so real deal. This is how I actually do it. So once I hit the party. I'm fully clothed, of course, coming through. But by the time I get this girl right here, look how she's doing. Exactly. Right.
Oh,
go for it.
I'm sorry, folks. I just had to play it so y'all can see what's going on through his head.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to explain
good
the
look,
story. I'm sorry,
good
folks.
Look.
I just
that's
had to do that.
That's my doll right there. Good
okay,
look,
okay,
crush.
Okay,
I like
okay.
it.
Oh, goodness.
But, yeah.
Please tell us.
I have a song in my head. I be down to my boxes. Right,
mm-hmm.
And I'm walking around the club, party, whatever it be, and I'll spot out a few ladies, and I'll scope out at least five, and I'll make that eye contact with them. Before I even approach them, I'll make that eye contact with them and give them that eye smile. How you doing, ma? You know, without even saying anything, the hello, how you doing, the friendly thing. Then once I get in there a little bit more, I take the boxes off because most of the ladies, first thing they want to know is what you working with. Well, I eliminate that. So by the time I physically approach them, they already see what I'm working with. They already know my vibe. And so when I approach them, I come with the first thing. I read them. I go off of them. The first thing that comes to mind, if I have a dominant woman, I'm like, so look, Ma, you mind if I take you in this room and take control of you? Or if I have a newbie, I'll be like, hey, you playing tonight? You know, you want to go over here and have a conversation? You know, we can be buck naked. And I can be buck naked. Let's go have a conversation. Make her feel comfortable. Once you feel comfortable, I'm going for the kill. Yeah.
Kill it, baby.
Like that.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shaft. Woo!
Bleed that love.
Woo!
Hey. Only thing I want to give to the single fellas, make sure your soldier's ready to play. Because if
you
ain't ready to play,
I think we should definitely have a call on role playing. And we should do a little role playing.
Ooh.
Definitely.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and we're gonna ask you, Trinity, since you are the veteran.
I am
that
a
you
sweetheart.
Are.
Like, you know, the theme song in my head, if I'm thinking about what I'm gonna approach, it's like the '70s disco Studio 54 song. I love to love you, baby. That's what's playing in my head. And you know, I'm focused. I'm like a predator hunter. I'm watching, I'm looking, I find you, I seek you out, and I'm like, okay, I can't say that's the one. It might be those other people, but I walk up to that particular person, and I'm like, let me get my voice right. Hi.
I think you are amazing. And if you decide you want to play with me, I would not turn you down. So I'm going to go back over here, and if you decide you want to play, come talk to me. I promise I will not disappoint you. And then I walk away.
That's
as the music plays, I walk away.
You're alpha female, Trinity. What do you do for those omega females who are not as dominant as you? How do they approach it? If she wants to play with a guy but don't know how to do it, how would I tell them to approach? Yeah,
oh, easy. Now, this is something I do that a lot of people don't do. If I'm having a meet and greet or a party, I have little bags with their names on it or little comment cards so you can go write it down. And periodically throughout the night, I give those shout-outs. So those help the people that are a little bit shy, let other people know without them having to approach. Because I know all my guests that come to my parties, so I know who is receptive to these things and who isn't. So if you come to me and let me know, hey, Trinity, I'm looking at this girl over here, I think she's hot, I will let you know go ahead and approach her, or wait a minute, let me introduce you. So, but I'm personable like that.
Mm-hmm. That's a Trinity party.
That's a Trinity party, and Trinity parties are much different than any party.
Of course. So, a typical party. Let's just say a non-Trinity
party.
A typical party, if you
don't know somebody, and you really don't know how to, the best thing to do is to say, hello, my name is blah, I find you very interesting. If you decide you want to play later on, I think I will be interested in playing with you. Let me know. And the same way, walk away. Don't stand there and be like, so what do you think? You want to play? You know, I mean, you don't do that. And what I tell the female, if you're really, really, really that shy, then it's okay to write a note. Some men will find it very appealing. Write it on a piece of paper. Give it to them and walk away. That's what I would tell somebody to do at a typical party.
I'm a raw dog. I'm aggressive. If I see you timid, I'm going to come at you like, yo, baby, listen.
You
boom.
Ask me how a female should approach somebody, not a man. Okay? Because number one, if I was approaching you, first of all, we have a conflict of interest. I don't think you can miss Shaft Let's Love You, Baby.
But you wouldn't hear that.
But somebody would have to bow down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love it. I love me a dominant woman. Especially when I get them in an uncompromisable position, because I do some stuff that you've never had done to you, either in a long time
or I can just see me standing above him with my sis and chills with him on his knees and my hand, the palm of my hand on his forehead, and he's looking up at me, licking the palm of my fingers, like, Trinity, please, take me to the next level. And then my song starts to play. I love to love you. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Okay, Crush.
Crush is still with us? Okay, Crush is taking a small break. I'm breathing because it's getting a little hot in here. It is kind of hot.
Yeah, it is getting a little
hot.
That's
what we do.
I'm sweating over here.
I see we have a caller. Shall we take a caller?
Somebody's calling?
Yeah, we got a call. Let's see. 202. 202.
Where is that from?
I don't know.
202.
Washington, D.C. in the building. Another D.C. 202, state your name.
Oh, I called earlier. Earlier. This is Anthony from Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Yeah, like.
And coming
in
from round two.
Yeah, you know, I had to chime in on this one. It's like right up my alley. my move is I usually like on a meet and greet, because y'all mentioned the meet and greets. I used to set things up, like, ahead of time, you know what I mean? So, you know, they're all comfortable, you know, everybody's all lathered up.
Be smart.
So I put that bug in the air about, you know, what they could be expecting to happen that day or whatever, you know. So once, you know, it's already marinating everything, by the time the party get there, it's already ready for me.
He said it's already ready for me.
Yes, I like that.
How do you like it to be when it's ready for you?
Well, for me, I'm more of a pleaser. I aim to please at all times and always. So I get her in a certain situation. But like I said, by the time the meet and greets are, you know, passed and everything, she's already know what's coming up because I already put that bug in the air. And I just go on from there, but I fulfilled and everything, and I, you know, spoke out. I just can illustrate it very well.
I heard that. My man kicking knowledge. So what would you suggest for a single man as a newbie? How would you suggest to him what to do if he wants to play with somebody? What would you suggest?
Well, for one, he has to come through there humble. Don't come in there like he owned the place. Don't do that. But he also has to also be, you know, confident in the same way. So, you know, it's like an even type thing. Don't be overconfident or don't, you know, have an ego or nothing, no attitude. But, you know, come and let them know that, hey, I can handle business if business need to be handled. You know what I mean?
Yes, I like that. If business needs to be handled, handle it.
Yeah. So, you know.
You said it was Anthony,
that's
right?
How I would do it. Yeah, my name Anthony.
Anthony, someone in the chat room, actually, Travel 2000 says that she is trying to visit the D.C. area before the end of the year, and she wanted to know if you were in our Facebook group, Swinger State of Mind, on Facebook.
Okay, we make a love connection. Come on now.
I'm not exactly sure. I know I'm in one of the groups with y'all, but I don't think I'm in that group.
Okay, well, she wants to know if you're in there because she's about to get in there and she wants to meet you. And Mandy Candy says that your voice sounds extremely sexy.
Right on.
Well,
right on.
I appreciate that. Thank y'all for that.
So if you're on Facebook, make sure you're in the group, Swingers State of Mind. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Swingers State of Mind on Facebook. And join the group because people want to talk to you after the show as well. That's definitely the spot. That's the after party spot for this show on Swinger State of Mind on Facebook.
Okay. I'll get in there. I'll get in there.
Okay.
All right. Well,
thank
Anthony,
y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you for chiming in. We
thank
got
you,
another
Anthony.
Call.
Not a problem.
Another caller online ready to chime in. 919. Caller, you there? 919. 919? State your name and where you from. 919 going once, going twice. Okay, 919 don't want to chat with us today. It's okay. We'll give him a second to get it right. Very interesting.
I like
it.
I think we should go to the next question because
the come on lines is just a little bit too much. I think, Crush, you should give us the next question.
Crush. Is Crush with us, or is she still on her break?
I think she might be on break, but the next question was, what has a person said to you at a lifestyle event that turned you off or made you look at them different? Like, what sort of things has been done that you've seen that was a turnoff, or, you know, just made you, that made, at one point you were excited, and then you lost excitement? So that's what the next question is.
Very nice.
Has it ever happened to you, Frenchie? Like, you've been in a party, you thought she was hot, you was ready to go in for your mood, you got the Ozzy Brother music playing, and then they do something, and you're like, no.
You know, and it's like, you know, I hate to be shallow, but I'm going to go ahead and throw it in. You know, I could look at a lady from a distance and be like, yo, that's nice. And, you know, my little soldiers start jumping up and down, but like, yo, I'd love to get between those icicle sticks. And she go to open her mouth, and she can't formulate a sentence. And it's like a complete turnoff. I'm like, really, Ma? You know, I'm total off. I'm out of it. I've been like, really?
Right.
I can't even talk to you much
less. In the head, like, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm like, forget
Mandy
about
had
that.
Something happen to her. Mandy Candy in the chat room.
When did you get Mandy
she
Candy
said,
on the phone? Tell Mandy.
You know, Mandy Candy, you need to call us, you know. Mandy Candy should call us, but Mandy says, took her tampon out at the party and threw it on the floor.
Shut up.
Wow.
Shut up.
Wow, and then she says she's sexy too, just can't bring myself to play with her now. I don't think anybody that's seeing that would want to play, you know, with her. Yeah, and nobody saw it till the next morning.
Damn, like that? Yo, that is so, ladies, I'm gonna be honest with you. If Mother Nature calling, parties ain't the place for you to be that night. It's not the place to be for you that night because too many faces go down there, too many things be going on. And, you know, we love swapping fluid, but that is not, no.
Right.
No,
did you see what Traveler 2000 put in the chat room? Traveler 2000 says this is one of the things that turns her off. Dude says, boo, you going to give me some of that pussy? She says, hell to the nah. So, yeah, I don't like that either, Traveler 2000. If I'm at a party, number one, I'm already there. I'm already open. Anyone knows me, I'm open. I got music playing in my head, love to love you, baby. I'm ready to go. So when a guy approaches me like, are you laughing at me, Frenchie?
Huh?
When a guy, you know, steps to me and he's disrespectful, the approach is everything. I mean, it's everything to me. So if you come to me, if I hear you saying something like, oh, you know, I'm about to tear that pussy up. No, I need this pussy tomorrow. Like, I need this pussy, like, right after you're done with it. So, no, I don't need you to tear it up. I just need you to, you know, make it feel good.
Right, right. That's true, and I agree with you on that. We don't want to beat it up or break it up. You know, we want to tantalize a little bit, you know. Maybe let you know that we're there. You know, just. We don't want to break it. We want you to keep it. We want you to bring it back tomorrow. You know, we might want to hook up with you tomorrow afternoon. So as a single man, when I go to parties, I try not to break it unless I get a young lady who's talking mad smack, and then I gotta go ham on her, you know. But yeah, I try. It's not a good idea, fellas, to try to break her. You know what I mean? It's not a good thing.
Well, if you have a monster card, I can definitely see it breaking somebody.
I'm just saying,
it might not break me. I mean, I'm going to play with it. I'm going to definitely make sure it's nice and hard and wet. You know, that's a whole other topic. Anyway, like I was saying earlier, after the show tonight, we're all going to be on Facebook, and we're going to be in the group Swinger State of Mind on Facebook. We thank everybody for calling in. We do have a couple minutes left. If you are on the line, you can actually stay on the line for like another 10 minutes when the call is actually over. And if you want to call in right now to stay on while we say our rest of the goodbyes and explain to you the address where the after party is going to be, you can still call us at 805-830-8320. Press 1. Frenchie's going to let you in our little secret room.
Yeah, we got enough time for maybe two more callers. I got 817 on the line. 817, are you there? What state's your name and where you're from?
This will be Mandy Candy.
Hey!
Hot damn. She's here. All right.
I had to put the baby in the bed, but I'm here.
Mandy Candy. Okay, you got a minute to wrap it up with us for us. So please, you've been dropping some enlightenment on Trinity over there. So now it's time for us to hear your voice.
She still owes me birthday licks, matter of fact.
Damn.
I do. And I will pay up.
Okay. So y'all being real freaky tonight. Y'all nasty.
You callers drive us between the chat room and the phone calls. It's y'all who are actually driving the show. We just happen to be holding on to the steering wheel. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So we pressing the gas and the brake.
That's it.
Yep.
We're just controlling the wheel.
Okay.
So real quick, tell us what's on your mind.
What's on my mind?
Mm-hmm.
The last question about turnoffs.
Yes.
I see somebody in the chat room was talking about breath smelling like the last person they were with. There are some people that are not clean, that don't. After
poor
they get
hygiene.
Done playing with this, yeah, poor hygiene. Hate it. I just can't stand it. Doing me? That's cool.
Poor hygiene just turn off for anybody.
Yeah. No, you would be surprised. Be very surprised. And with that tampon incident you're talking about, it would turn a lot of people off. You'd be very surprised who's not turned off by that.
You know, the main thing what happens, especially a lot of men, you look at those people that are playing with that person that's violating, because I call it a violation.
Yeah.
You look at those people that's violating, you think, ew, like, how can you? And you have to realize there's a lot of vices used in a lifestyle, whether if they're on dope or drunk or not really paying attention. You get into the high of the moment and you forget. And then the next morning, you're like, I played with that? Can we please erase this off the history books? Like, it never happened. Like, let's just back up easy like a cat. Like, no, it didn't happen.
Right. Like, that's what happened that night that I played too soon the first night. I was drunk, had me a little drinks, had me a little smoke. I was good and got thrown right into the middle of it. They threw me right to the lines, and I messed up. So, yeah.
Well, we have one more minute, Mandy, before we wrap up the show, and then we're going to go into the after party special. Like I said, everybody, you can catch us on Facebook on Swinger State of Mind. The link is in the chat room, or hit any of us up. We want to thank everybody for calling tonight. I guess the crush never came back off a break. I guess we made it a little bit too hot for her. So me and Frenchie are going to go ahead and cut this off. Frenchie's going to come into the Facebook group, and he's going to show us. Good night, and have a great evening, and we will see you guys next week.
Thank y'all for tuning in. See you next week. Now the dude's so fucking hate, what do you think? What is it called? It's on the lakeside tank.